We're up to Perek Tes Vav, Seif Nun Beis, the halachas of tying knots on Shabbos. Today's shiur is sponsored Lila Nishmas Vela Esther Bas Rebchani Chenach. We are seeking additional sponsors to keep the shiurim coming on a consistent basis. If you enjoy these shiurim and you'd like them to consider sponsoring, please go to www.rabbifishman.com. Or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. We need the sponsorships to keep the shiurim coming on a consistent basis. We're up to Perek Tes Vav, Seif Nun Beis, on page Reishut Ches, Nishmir Shabbos Kol Chosa. Kshiras Kshorim B'divrei Halvoshev Atarosim B'Shabbos V'Yomtiv. We're going to talk about tying knots regarding to clothing on Shabbos and untying them regarding Shabbos and Yomtiv. So Seif Nun Beis begins. On page Reishut Ches, towards the bottom. Asur Likshar Kesher, one may not tie a knot, hein b'Shabbos, hein b'Yomtiv, whether it's Shabbos or Yomtiv. U'bechalal isa ze kshiras shnei haktzavis shel chevel. Included in this prohibition is taking the edge of two ropes or threads or whatever it may be and tying them together. Seret v'chol dover achar nikshe b'kesher kofel, a bow or any other type of thing, a sash, that you would tie together with a double knot. Kshiras kesher b'katzeo shel chut ay b'emtzoy, even if you have a single knot, but it's in the center of a single thread, or at the towards the edge. V'afil kesher echel b'vat, even though it's one knot, right? You take one thread and you turn, make one knot on it. Ganzeh shenegim likshar b'kitzeo shel chut ay tzitzis, like many people do at the end of their tzitzis strings, so they don't unravel. Or kshiras kesher shatuach, dayin, or kesher shneik tzavis b'kesher achas, Kesher Safta, it's called in English a granny knot, where you take two ropes and you tie them together in a fashion that it could hold something, or you even take a single rope, you fold it over, and you're creating a knot where there's a loop. You could look up online what a granny knot is, right? But these knots are usher to make on Shabbos, even though it's not a, technically a double knot, but it's a knot that's meant to stay, it's a knot that becomes part of the thing. It's usher to make such a knot on Shabbos. He does point out the Zor Bedinim Elo B'Muchel the Gabi Kshiris at Pachas Reish. Says one has to be careful. Comes to tying a kerchief or Kshiris Swatim Besiris B'Smolos, other types of things, bows that you put on your clothing. Kshiris Sadin Lamita, tying bed linens, right, or tying a diaper to a child, a cloth diaper. Obviously, if you can do it in a fashion where it ties the sides instead of using clips. One has to be careful not to tie it in a fashion that's usher to tie it on Shabbos. That would be a double knot or a single knot on a single thread. Seif Nun Gimel on page Reishut Tes. Kol kesher she'asa likshar oisa b'Shabbos Yomtiv. Any knot that's usher to tie on Shabbos Yomtiv. Kam asa lahadka. You can't untie either. Kam asa lahadka. You cannot tighten it kishin esrap when it gets loose. So let's say you have your tzitzit strings, right? You see the knots are getting loose. You can't tighten them, right? Anything that you can't make on Shabbos, you can't tighten if it got loose. Many people have almost second nature that when they see the tzitzit are getting loose, they tie them tight. So one has to be careful not to do so on Shabbos. Seif Nun Dalet. Mutter likshar kesher yochid b'davar sheregilum l'kesher b'kesher kofel k'mo tzitzis. It's permitted to make a single knot on something on Shabbos. You can make a single knot on something where it's generally that this item would get a double knot. She'ein ze nikri kesher, that's not called a knot. Aval kesher yochid, a kosher b'yoyim, but let's say you already had the single knot tied before Shabbos. Aishu hu ayad macher kosher yisir b'yoyim, or someone else on Shabbos tied a single knot. Right, now you have a single knot tied there. Also, lahaysev olav kesher sheni, even by just making the second knot, you're making a kesher shel kayam, and that's aser. So now you'll have a kesher double knot. Lachen also lahaysev kesher al kesher akafel kayam k'dei lahadkim. So too, if you have a double knot, you can't say, okay, it's already knotted, a double knot, and I can do as many knots on top of it as I want. It's already knotted together. No. He says you can't do that. Once you have a double knot, even making a triple knot, making that third knot, that knot is a kesher shel kayama. That knot may not be made on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Seif Nun Hey, on the bottom of page Reish Yutes. Kesher She'enai Amatz. A knot that's not tight. So a single knot on a single thread or a double knot, but that's not tight. Mutter L'Kesher B'Shabbos. You could tie it on Shabbos. In B'derech Klal, if generally speaking when you do this, the gam ke'es, and also now when you're doing it, who immediately pasach teichim echad, you would open it on the same day. So if you're making a loose knot, it's not tight, right, like on a kerchief or something, and generally speaking, and your plan now is to open it in less than 24 hours that day, it's mutter to tie such a thing on Shabbos. Sivkan Kuf Be'alf in the bottom says, Kasha Amitz is a Kesha Shaloyha, you need to Ma'asa Bishum Eifin. What does it mean, a tight knot versus a loose knot? A loose knot, a tight knot would be in a knot that would never open on its own. Kesha She'enei Amitz that we're talking about here is a loose knot that, with time, it would by itself sort of open up. So such a thing, you can tie on Shabbos if you're planning on undoing it the same day. What else he says? B'makam Tzairich Tzar a Mitzvah. Case of a need, great need, or someone's in pain, or a mitzvah. Mutter lukshar kesher gamim einei emidli pasach techir mechad. And you could even tie such a knot, even if it's not going to be open the same day. Kol oicha emidli skayim pachas mishavua yam. As long as it's not meant to last a week. Ulechein, and therefore mutter lukshar tachbashis al petza bekesher kofel rafav. Says, therefore, let's say, especially in the olden days before they had all the metal clips, which we're going to talk about soon, for ace bandages and stuff, and you have to bandage someone's arm on Shabbos, what you should do is you could do a double knot, but it should be done loosely, and you should try to open it up before Shabbos is over, or before 24 hours for sure. Right? So, this bandage could be done away on Shabbos, that it's only going to be loosely tied, and only for Shabbos, that's best. But what happens if you bring on a bandage that for whatever reason is going to have to stay tied the way it is for more than one day? Then you should better use a bow to tie it, not a knot, or use like the clips that they use for like ace bandages and stuff like that, but you shouldn't knot the two ends. You have to fix this guy's arm and you have no other choice. Then mutter lahadig am oisai de kesher kafel rafav. Then you can use a loose double knot. But tonight you emir lepeischei teich shvua yamim. But make sure to open it within 7 days. You shouldn't let it go longer than 7 days. V'chein kasheres ishim at pachas reishlo be kesher kafel rafav. So too, women tie their head kerchiefs that they pull around their heads with a double knot. So it doesn't just keep on slipping open. But they have to do it. It says a double knot that's rafav, that's loose. And Ubavachi he regilu l'paisach b'cholyam. It has to be the type that she, every time she takes it off, she would totally unknot it. That she would not something that she would leave, slip her head out of it, and leave it tied from one day to the next. Avalim he regilu l'hosers and matvachas b'lil v'toyach as a kesher. If she's the type that she slips her head out of it, then she usually leaves this kerchief tied. Then asur he looks gam machshav daiti l'paisach b'yam. Then even if she really had plans on reopening it that day, if that's not her derech, then she should not tie it that way on Shabbos. Siv nun vav. Mutter likshor kesher aniva. The hainu aniva shetachter kesher. One may tie a bow on Shabbos. What does we tie a bow on Shabbos? When you do a single knot, like we do tie our shoes, you make a single knot, and then on top of that you make a bow. Typical way that they taught us to tie our shoelaces. When could you do this on Shabbos? But medvar mamurim imu osi lahat es kesher aniva. But only if you're going to untie it within 24 hours. Because if you're the type of person who ties your shoes once, and then you just kick your shoes off and you leave them tied, then you shouldn't do so on Shabbos. But as long as you can take it, untie it within 24 hours, it's good enough. If it's not the type for you to untie within 24 hours, you should not tie it, unless it's a great need, tzar or mitzvah. Like we saw in the sif before, if there's someone's in pain, what is a mitzvah, then you can be mekel. L'cheni says, therefore, al yikshur kesher aniva kizeh b'shas glila sefer Torah. Says, when you go glila on the sefer Torah on Shabbos,
today we have these fancy belts that clipped clothes, but it used to be, it was basically a long gartel that you tied together, then you made a bow. So he says that, if you're not going to lay in that Sefer Torah again on that Shabbos, like would be emotions at a typical mincha, so then you shouldn't tie even a bow. It says you wrap around the gartel, and instead of tying the ends, you sort of fold them over and you wrap them inside within the wrappings. It says that's what you should do. He does point out on the bottom in Sivkot and Kuf Peches that he says the gam megrim shem zamen arbach shemati shaminig lahokev las aniv al gabikesh achkris atera afil b'shavs mincha. He says that he heard b'shem shem zamen that people to be lenient by Shabbos mincha to do it. And he points out because we said before the makom tzerich tzara mitzvah it's mutter, and who are din hacha that this is a mitzvah to close the sefer Torah properly. Like I said, today, generally speaking, in most of Sefer Torah, we have proper gartlach today that don't require any types of not so bows. The top of page Reish Chav Aleph, Oisa Aniva, Agabe Kesher, someone who makes a bow on top of a single knot, Mutaloi B'Shas Atzerich L'Kshir Kesher Gam Agabe Aniva G'day L'Hotke, to make that bow tighter, and if it's a Shas Atzerich, you're going to walk, it's going to keep on opening, you can put another single knot on top of it. As long as you make sure to open it the same day. He says, therefore, someone who's trying to tie a kid's shoelaces and they keep on coming open. So, you can put a single knot on top of the bow so that the child shouldn't be able to open it. We'll stop over here. Today's shiur was sponsored for Le'ilu Nishmas Ve'el Esther Bas Reb Chanan Henach. To sponsor a shiur in the future, please go to www.rabbishirishin.com and click on sponsor a shiur. Or in the notes on this podcast, there should be a link, or email rabbifishman@gmail.com. We need your sponsorships to keep this shiur going on a consistent basis. Thank you.